Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. As we gather on this 4th of July, certainly a day important in our community, important in our country, and renowned for being the 250th anniversary of the birth of our country, I have been reflecting on many things, and one of them was what I said at the beginning of Mass, that we need to look at the providential reality that the 4th of July and the 250th anniversary happens on a first Saturday. And, you know, I don't want to take that too far, but I do think that we need to acknowledge the incredible role that Mary has played in our country, her intercession for us, the devotion that the first Catholics had to her, her appearance in Wisconsin. These are all incredible acts of Our Lady intervening for our country. And the patroness of the United States is Our Lady under the title of the Immaculate Conception. Now, unfortunately, there isn't a votive mass of Our Lady the Immaculate Conception, only the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I don't know why that is. I suspect it's because when we celebrate the Immaculate Conception in the liturgy, we're talking about the actual act. And in the same way that you can't celebrate a votive mass of Easter or of Christmas, whatever you want, right? Because we're celebrating the single act, you have to celebrate Immaculate Conception only on the day. But, and I want to be careful here, and I don't want to draw too close a connection, but I thought that the patronage of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, dear to us certainly here at Lourdes, because at Lourdes she revealed herself under that name, has a beautiful resonance to the Declaration of Independence. Because what the Immaculate Conception is that it's a birth, a beginning, an initiation. I'm using birth metaphorically there, obviously. Of something new in the human race. From Adam on, everybody was conceived in original sin. And then suddenly something new happens with the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a new beginning, a new start, unseen before. I don't know that we fully understand, or will ever fully understand until we get to heaven, the radical newness of the Declaration of Independence. And I'm not equating it to the Immaculate Conception of Mary, obviously. But there is something that dawned on mankind then that had never existed before. And let's start with the fact that even as late as the 1600s, people in the Western world, and I think the whole world, didn't really believe in human rights. They believed you had rights as a citizen within your nation. They had the rights that whatever the king would grant you. You had rights maybe guaranteed to you by law. But the idea that you had rights simply as a human being created in the image and likeness of God, and that those should be protected legally, that doesn't seem to exist before the discovery of the Americas. And in fact, it was the discovery of the Americas, so we're going back to 1492 now, that caused that discussion to happen in Europe. Because we encountered people and we didn't see a government, and we didn't see a king. Not we, I mean they. And so the Europeans, many Europeans, thought that the peoples they encountered in the New World were subhuman. And that they could be enslaved at will. Because they had no rights. Because they had no king. Because they had no government to protect those rights. And when the great scholars of the Catholic University of Salamanca started debating this, especially inspired by Bartolomé de las Casas, who accompanied Columbus and saw the treatment of the Taino peoples. I mean, this hadn't occurred to us before, but no. These people are human beings in the image and likeness of God, and you can't treat them like chattel. And that idea of human rights was slow in spreading. And yet, nevertheless, on July 4th, 1776, if you read the Declaration of Independence, you will find an absolutely shocking teaching. It's not shocking to us, we've lived with it for 250 years, but if you compare it to everything that had happened before, it's absolutely shocking. That an appeal could be made not to might, not to law, not to ethnicity, not to race, not to tradition, but simply to human nature. That God had created us with certain inalienable rights, that there's something based in our very humanity, and that because of that, and because the laws of England were contradicting that, and I'll talk more about that this afternoon, it was a lot more than taxation without representation. Because they were contradicting that, human dignity itself had the right to protest. Human dignity itself had the right to say, this is unjust. This is wrong in the eyes of God. And therefore we declare our independence, because human rights trump royal rights. Human rights trump national rights. Human rights trump tyrannical law. What seems so obvious to us was mind-blowing then. A few philosophers had asserted this, but no country had done it. And let's just be clear, lest we mistake the historical interpretation of this, that it wasn't one country who stated this. It was 13. If you look at the Declaration of Independence, it says the 13 united, lowercase u, states, capital S, of America. We're 13 separate states, man. We're 13 separate nations, basically, in their mind. And all of us are saying you're wrong. Like everything, we all agree. We all agree that this is unfair, this is unjust, this is ridiculous. And so we've banded together. There's not a single state on these shores that disagrees. We've all banded together and to say this is wrong. And what God has planted in human nature demands better. And from that Declaration of Independence in July 4th, 1776, you get the much bigger revolution in France in 1789, which had all of its own kind of problems. But it spread like wildfire. This idea that government, that law, that society rested fundamentally not on the authority of the one with either inheritance or the armies, but rather on the rights of humanity. Now let's be clear. Even on July 4th, 1776, we didn't live up to the principles we espouse. And after reading the Declaration of Independence today, I would encourage you to go read Frederick Douglass and what he has to say about the 4th of July. But the simple reality is that there was something new conceived on the face of the earth 250 years ago, and that resonated beyond our own nation. So that I don't know of a country in the Western world, I don't know of a country in most of the world where it's not acknowledged that human rights have inviolable dignity. What was unthinkable 300 years ago is now granted by almost everyone. And I want to also say that I think it's striking that we're celebrating our 250th birthday. Somebody shared something and I saw it, that we're actually the fourth oldest country on the planet, if you look at under the current form of government. The question is, when's the last time you made a constitution? When's the last time you overthrew your government and made a new one, right? Obviously, people have been living in France for a long time, but the French government, the current system of the French nation, is fairly new, right? Iceland overthrew their government in 2008. They've only been around since 2009, sorry, it started in 2008. Monaco is older than us. The UK is older than us. There's one other country I can't remember. But of course, Monaco in the UK existed as something else before. If you look at countries who are still under their original constitution, I think we're the oldest. And why would God permit that? If not because of our great vocation to declare and protect human rights. Then again, learn this lesson, right? That if that's our vocation, if that's our mission, should we slip from it, should we pass a certain red line, I don't think Providence will permit us to just keep on going. We're not great because we're Americans. America is great because of the principles upon which she was founded and for which she fought. Our greatness lies not in the red, white, and blue, not in our sense of superiority, not in our economy, not in the lovely mix of peoples. All of those are wonderful, but our greatness lies in our principles. A set of principles unknown to humankind before 500 years ago and unlived by humankind before 250 years ago. A set of principles we must still strive to live up to today. God bless you all.